Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect sunny and a moderate breeze, highs 13, lows of 4. Tuesday, we can expect sunny intervals and gentle breeze, highs of 12, lows of 5. Wednesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 12, lows of 4. Thursday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 11, lows of 5. And Friday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 11, lows of 5. That's it for weekly weather. I'll have some more for you next weekend.
In Island Fight news this week, volunteers are being sought to monitor the day-to-day lives of prisoners at HMP Island Fight and ensure proper standards are being maintained. The Independent Monitoring Board of HMP Isle of Wight is looking to recruit Highlanders from next month who are members of the local community and care about the welfare of others. The board carries out around 2 to 3 visits to the island's prison in Newport a month. During the week, 2 or 3 people from the IMB board carry out tasks around both prison sites, visit the workshops and talk to residents. Ahead of the recruitment campaign, which runs from 28th of May until 9th of July, Linda Johnson, chair of the IMB, said, "We want people who have a lot of common sense and are interested in the welfare of other people and are not judgmental because the people we are looking to make sure are treated correctly are in prison." Meanwhile, a retail park on the football ground on the Isle of Wight has been made smaller. In new plans submitted for St George's Park, former home of Newport Football Club, the shopping area has been scaled back and up to 2 shops dropped. Developer South Coast Leisure has added a second drive-through food outlet on the edge of the car park. Plans for the larger retail park were approved by the council's planning committee in October 2019. Shops expected to fill the units include a DIY store, garden centre and a discount food retailer. Under the plans, the football club was set to be relocated to a new stadium near the racecourse roundabout in Whippingham. According to the Local Democracy Reporting Service, a second set of plans are now being mooted to build the stadium on Seacoast Park instead. The club is currently sharing Victoria Athletics Beatrice Avenue ground at East Cowes. And finally, people who need to self-isolate because of coronavirus will still be able to vote in the local elections on Thursday the 6th of May. In order for fair and COVID-secure participation in the upcoming Isle of Wight Council, Parish, Town and Community Councils and the Police and Crime Commissioner elections, anyone who is self-isolating due to COVID-19 can access an emergency proxy vote up until 5pm on election day. New legislation was passed by the government in February, meaning those who are unable to attend a polling station as a result of COVID-19 can appoint a proxy beyond the usual deadline. All those with an existing proxy arrangement can appoint a new proxy up until 5pm on polling day if their proxy is affected by COVID-19 and are unable to act as a proxy. If, after 5pm on Tuesday 27th of April, you find you are unable to attend your polling station in person due to a medical emergency or due to your occupation, service or employment, and you only become aware of that fact after 5pm on Tuesday 27th of April, and you may be able to appoint an emergency proxy to vote on your behalf. Please contact the Electoral Services team by email electoral.services@iow.gov.uk in writing Electoral Services, Isle of Wight Council, High Street, Newport, Isle of Wight, PO 30 1UD, or call 01983 823 380. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 18th of April 1906 was the date of the San Francisco earthquake, which nearly destroyed an entire city. The earthquake destroyed over 80% of the city and started fires that raged on for days. Property loss was estimated at about £168 million, around £4.8 billion today. After the earthquake, the army was called in to maintain law and order. To this day, the San Francisco earthquake is known as one of the worst natural disasters in American history. The 21st of April 1816 was the birthday of Charlotte Bronte, a well-known classical author. Bronte started writing at an early age and wrote poems and stories that were put in a magazine she made with her sisters. However, Bronte's first published book was Jane Eyre, which is a very well-known classical novel. It was also her most well-known novel. Bronte only published two more novels, but a fourth unfinished novel has been finished twice by different authors. The 21st of April 1926 was the birthday of the current monarch of England, Queen Elizabeth II. Queen Elizabeth was the first British royal to have their coronation broadcast live on television. Also, Queen Elizabeth is the longest reigning monarch of England and has reigned for 69 years. During the Second World War, Queen Elizabeth served as a voluntary driver and mechanic in the Women's Auxiliary Territorial Service. Queen Elizabeth oversaw the transformation of the British Empire into the Commonwealth of Nations, of which she is the head. The Queen is still a full-time working member of the royal family and is the patron of over 600 charities. That's all for now. This is Jane from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays of the week. Horses are very well known for their grace and beauty. Help a Horse Day, observed on Monday the 26th of April, aims to raise awareness of the struggles that they face around the world, and it contributes to efforts saving them from cruel and inhumane actions. It is a great opportunity for you to be a good neighbour and help these majestic animals. Storytelling is ancient, and it sure is amazing how much knowledge can be passed to the next era. Tell a Story Day, observed on Tuesday the 27th of April, aims to get people sharing and listening to each other's tales, whether fiction or not. Readings can be held just about anywhere, including community centres, gardens, hospitals or schools. Guide dogs are known by many for making their owner's world a better place. Guide Dog Day, observed on Wednesday the 28th of April, aims to celebrate and show appreciation for their hard work. They do a lot, including protecting their owners, helping them through their day, and providing support like no one else can. Finally, dancing is one of the earliest ways of entertainment known. Dance Day, observed on Thursday the 29th of April, celebrates an enjoyable pastime which has become an annual tradition across the globe. It is an opportunity to de-stress, although there are some people who would stand far back. Whatever your passion is, make it happen in style on Dance Day. That's all. Join us next week for some more obscure holidays. Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is toxophilite. T-O-X-O-P-H-I-L-I-T-E. It means a lover of archery or anything else related to archery. It originated from the late 18th century from the Greek word toxophilus, from the prefix toxon, which means bow, followed by the suffix philos, which means loving. That's all, and join us next week for Obscure Word of the Week.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Kelly Clarkson, who's a pop singer, born in 1982, who's 39. Skylar Stecker, who's a pop singer, born in 2002, who's 19. And Ryan Newman, who's a movie actress, born in 1989, who's 23. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more of you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, more than 300 comments have been left on a planning application to build holiday lodges on protected woodland in Bembridge. The applicant's consultants have branded the organised campaign against the plan for 2 one-bedroom lodges off Love Lane, bordering on mass hysteria. Martha James of Plan Research said she had taken the unprecedented step of writing a letter to the Isle of Wight Council's planning authority over the behaviour of certain residents. Earlier in the year, police had to be called to a peaceful protest by residents at the site. Residents believed utility work being done to prepare the site was premature as no planning permission has been granted. The vast majority of comments have been left by Bembridge residents, as well as local councillors Isle of Wight MP Bob Seeley and the Campaign for Protection of Rural England, who are against the lodges. Meanwhile, permission to continue using a site in East Cowes for oil distribution is being sought despite it already being in operation for over 4 months. Certas Energy has submitted the application for a temporary period of the year to continue using the former garage forecourt on York Avenue in East Cowes as a base as planning permission is sought for a bigger fuel depot up in the road in Whippingham. The energy company is looking to install 3 125,000-litre tanks, an office building and a switch room close to Seacam at the nearby technology park to form a more permanent base. It took a big role in the island's fuel supply following the closure of Island Fuels, who were also in East Cowes. Since the closure, residents have only been able to get fuel from Certas. While the Whippingham application is determined, Certas have been using an area at York Avenue garage without planning permission. Finally, the milestone mission took place this week when Dr. Fran Dolman, helicopter emergency medical service specialist, paramedic Mike Funge, HEMS paramedic, Nigel Harley, and Captain David Nichols were called to Ringwood in Hampshire to provide critical care to a young male following a road traffic collision. Following treatment at the scene, the patient was conveyed to University Hospital Southampton by colleagues at South Central Ambulance Service. Acting Chief Executive Sherry Williams-Ellen said, 10,000 missions by air is an incredible landmark and being a lifeline to so many people is something we take great pride in. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotuk.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectusradio.fm.